This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Holla!
Wait.
Holla!
There we go.
Wait, you had the wrong one.
There we go. And that is producer Jared.
Hi.
We are in a different radio station, a studio. So every time you hear us say a bad word, even though it is uncensored, then you're going to hear the radio station.
People know it's the Dove. We say it every time.
That's right. We do. I want to start off because I feel like the last two podcasts have been kind of downers. And so I wanted to start off with some really good news.
Okay.
Is if you haven't heard, the Miguel Show has gone national.
Yeah.
And that means that we do this thing every day called Hot Dish, which is what, Holly?
It is a little minute of celebrity gossip and also how it pertains to Tampa Bay. So we try to relate it back to Tampa, and it could be anything that's going on celebrity-wise. So we just do a little celebrity dirt, 1 minute, and it airs on Fox 13 during the national show called Dish Nation. So it breaks away to local programming, and that's when you see us here in Tampa.
Well, we found out last week that they wanted us to be on the national show! Just on Thursdays.
Oh. By the way, the Price is Right is on in the corner, and someone was coming on down, and your voice matched what their face looked like. So that we were like on the Price is Right when they told us that we were going to go national.
So we just filmed the first one that if you happen to get this today, Thursday, March 3rd.
Yes.
It'll be on, locally here in Tampa at 1:30 and then 11:30. You'll see us on the national show.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to check your local listings if you are somewhere else in the U.S. Producer Jared, you are the person that watches us do it and you keep us on time. On a scale of 1 to 10. Wait, hold on. Before we do, here we go.
Blind is still a mystery. Can't get you out of my head.
I've always waited for this moment when songs that I liked or grew up with ended up on the oldie station.
I'm sorry, that's on the Dove?
Yeah.
It is. Hold on.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, don't care what you did.
I could sit here and sing the entire
song. I know,
yeah,
so could I.
Wow. Anyway, so yeah, we're at that point in our lives now where music that we grew up with is now
Dove?
On
the oldie station.
This is not the oldies.
It's
light favorites.
No, this is...
Because they can't carry heavy things. It's the oldies station.
Oh, God.
It's true. I mean, this is the station that when we were growing up, they would play like... stuff from the 70s, and you'd be like, ooh, what's that? We've come to that time. Anyway, Jared, how do you think we did today?
I think you guys came really strong out of the gate on this one. I'd give it around a 9.
Oh, yes! Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. My mom is calling. Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Like, we're busy.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, son. How are you?
I'm good. You're on. We're doing our podcast right now. What are you doing?
Talking to you. You sound excited.
she said you sound excited. Well, that's because we're recording the podcast right now. Is everything okay? Do you need anything?
No, I just need to say, hey, son, I love you. Call me later. Bye.
Okay, love you too. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
I love your mom. I'm talking to you. Why you sound so excited? That means normally when you talk to your mom, you're like this. Hey, Mom.
You know, you can always tell when people talk to their parents because as soon as they answer their phone, they're like, hi.
Yeah. Hey, what do you need?
It's like you get this most impatient tone to your voice. You can immediately tell when someone's talking to their parents.
My mom always asks, what's wrong? And I always go, nothing's wrong. And she'll ask a couple hundred more times. And then it goes, this is what's wrong.
Right. Right. That makes me really sad for my daughter because I'm going to call her one day and she's going to go, what? And I'm like, no, just talk to me. I love you.
Like, I wonder what is that like as a parent? Like, to have your kid, even like, I'm a 30-year-old man, I'm like, yes!
It's the worst, because I do it to my mom, she'll call, and I see it, and I'm like, what fresh hell is this? So I always answer and I'm like, hello. I'm so mad at my, as a daughter, I'm like, of course I would do that. But now as a mom, I'm like, no, no.
It's gonna happen. Yeah, you're gonna get it real bad when she's a teenager.
To bring back the spaceship and all this other stuff.
Damn it. Anyway.
Well, so you thought that the national show was good.
I thought it was really good. I think you guys got a new set and everything, which makes it like you guys seem national now. So it worked.
Ooh, that was awesome. Well, if you miss it, you can find the clip of us. It'll be at hot1015tampabay.com.
And I will be uploading it to all manner of social media today.
Oh, yes. It will be everywhere. Don't you worry. So that was cool. So I wanted to start with like some good news because I feel like one of my friends that listens to our podcast religiously, the past 2 weeks after he listened, he goes, wow. And I'm like, what? He goes, that was something.
What was last week's that was so crazy?
You talked about the accident.
Was it Jared's?
Like, in depth about
that's
that.
Right.
Oh, that was Jared's.
Jared's murder.
Yeah.
Background.
Or you hit someone.
You can't say murder.
Not murder. Your homicide. I don't know what you call it.
Vehicular homicide.
Vehicular homicide. Yeah, there we go. Sorry, I don't mean to. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Sorry. Like, if I was Jared, I'd be like, gosh, damn it.
I know. I mean, that's what people do around here, so.
Well, I don't want to be one of those.
I don't want to be one of those people.
I'm your friend. Are we friends, Jared?
Yes.
You already called him a murderer, so. Fine.
So, Holly, we need to talk about something that's happening in your life.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that it's about we're going to go down another bad path.
No, it's not. It's just a, like, here's what's happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
This morning when I woke up and I was scrolling through Facebook with like one eye closed and I was scrolling through and I saw your ex-husband and I saw a picture of him smushed up with a girl.
Oh.
Yep. Ooh.
Girl, so what is happening right now?
Well, I saw that too, actually, also bleary-eyed. And I actually put the phone down for a second because I was like, oh, that's weird. Mm. That's a weird feeling. But that's not the first time it's happened, so it didn't take me completely by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
There was another picture like 2 weeks ago, and that one did catch me by surprise because I was scrolling through Facebook during the show, and there was a picture of him and a girl at the Gasparilla Night Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I just stopped dead in my tracks. I was like, who? Because you could tell it was not just a random friend. You know?
I mean, you can just tell there's a difference when it's someone that you're sort of pushing up against as opposed to just if you and I or you and Jared got a picture together.
Sure. Right. It's different. There's a difference. So I was like, whoa. So this was a couple weeks ago, and I thought, I'm not going to ask him about it. That's really none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't. And then this past Tuesday, he texted me and said, why don't you and Maya come over to my house? We'll do Taco Tuesday, and I got to talk to you about something.
Oh.
And I got that, and I thought, I wonder what this is about. So he had us over, which is great because Maya needs to spend some more time over because that's a whole other thing, but Maya's going to be spending an evening with him. So we go, you know, we have tacos, which is great, and I'm so, so glad that we're in a place that, like, going and eating dinner together is, like, literally a thing that's normal.
Right.
And it should be that way, I feel like. I mean, I know that other people have crazy circumstances and there's so much hurt, but, like, we're doing okay, the two of us. So we go and we spend the dinner and finally he's doing dishes and I go and I said, so what do you want to talk about? And basically he said that, because I had to ask him about this girl, because he was a little hesitant to say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so what's going on with you and this girl? Which is what I really knew this was about. I said, are you dating? And he said, no, but we're talking. We're talking. And I said, okay. So that was, there's really no word for it other than strange. And I told him that. I told him the exact same thing that I'm telling you. I said, it's a little strange. It's odd. It's a weird feeling. And he was worried because he's like, are you mad?
Mm.
I said, no. First of all, I have no right to be mad, but I'm not genuinely. Like, I do want you to be happy. And he said he wasn't sure he was, I just don't want you to take this wrong in any way. Like, this is, it's a thing that's, neither one of us know how to deal with it.
Of course, definitely.
So I was like, this is just unexperienced life event. You know, this is the first hurdle. And so I said, I'm not mad at all. And she's very pretty. I said, you know, I do want you to be happy. And however, whatever method that you're getting there, it is what it is. You know, and we talked about how no matter what happens, we always put Maya first.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So that goes without saying. But it was weird. It was a little odd to see.
Did you at all click on her profile and sort of see who she was? And I mean, I feel like I don't know if this could be really unhealthy, is I would start to compare myself and be like, well, do we look the same? What does she do? Mm-hmm. Who are her friends? What's her social life like? Mm-hmm. Does she have any kids? Like, have you done any sort of...
Obviously, I did that. What kind of person do you take
right
me for?
Away.
You
gotta do that.
Like, I literally clicked on it as soon as I saw it.
You probably know her social security number right now.
I have it memorized. I know her ATM pin. I know the middle name that her parents were going to name her, but went with a different one instead.
You know her menstrual cycle.
Oh, okay.
You are on top of it.
We've synced. No, I literally don't know any all that stuff we just said. But what I do know is I just have seen a couple pictures. I don't know her story at all. I don't know what she does. I really can't figure it out. Chris told me a little bit about what she does, and so I got that from him.
Sure.
But I don't really know much from her Facebook profile other than that she seems like a normal person, which is what you would hope for. Like, it doesn't seem like she's a crazy person. And I think that's the only thing I'm looking for. Like, it matters now. Do you know? Like, if we didn't have a kid together, it would matter not at all who he dates and what he does. But since we do have a child together, it matters, which is so weird to think about.
So how does that work now? So do you and him have to vet the people that you date?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm.
We have not talked about it. And as a matter of fact, it never occurred to me until you said that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would be concerned if he had been in a picture with a girl and I clicked on her profile and there was like, she's shooting up heroin or something. I'd be like, oh, hell no. But she wasn't. Like, she looks totally normal and she's very pretty. And I mean, there's nothing that I didn't see any heroin needles.
Do people post pictures of themselves shooting up with dope?
Listen, if you're that high on heroin, you probably do. I don't know.
Or do you use Facebook at that point? Or are you just scratching yourself about to like run out the window?
I don't know what you do. Did you say run out the window?
Yeah, I saw a video on Facebook where it was like, this is why you shouldn't do drugs. And it was two people shooting up.
Oh my
like
God.
Literally, he would start freaking out, and then he just like bust through the front window of the room, and he was like,
"Oh my God!"
And then like the girl was just sat there and just like kept scratching herself.
When you stop thinking like that's funny for a second, that's horrifying.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I mean, I somebody posted that video, so
God,
I don't know.
Depressing.
So.
Okay, no.
So how are you feel? Are you good? Bad?
I'm good. I'm good. I really, and I told Chris that exact same thing. I said I'm good, and I am glad that you let me know. Like, it's not your duty to do so necessarily, but
I think to a certain extent he has to let you know, though. I mean, it is someone new that's going to be around your daughter. That's that's a big thing.
There's that. Like, I don't know. And one of my friends who's also been through a divorce and has a child, they have written into their custody agreement how long you have to wait before introducing a new person to the kid. Like, it's written in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ours doesn't have that because I feel like ours is not quite as stringent as some. But we've never talked about this period of time.
How long does your friend have before they can introduce the kid to the new boyfriend?
I think
or girlfriend.
It was 6 months.
Whoa.
I think it was 6 months.
Wow.
So I don't know what's normal to wait. You should wait. Like, I don't want him to introduce her anytime soon.
Yeah.
And I don't think he does. And if I'm her, I'm thinking, I'm not trying
you're
to get too involved in that either.
Like, listen, I'm just trying to have a good time.
I'm just trying to drink some beer on a weekend, you know? So I don't know. We're gonna have to have a conversation, though.
For him in the dating world, is like get past like the initial like, oh my God, and he's like, yeah, I was married and I have a kid,
which is a big deal.
That's a big deal. But then what's gonna happen is then after a few times, it's gonna be like, well, who's your ex-wife?
Oh,
no. It's that bitch on the radio, Holly O'Connor.
I don't even listen to that show.
I hate that show.
Exactly. So then you're gonna have these girls is gonna be like,
they'd be like, I like beep the name of our company. Competition. Gosh, what would I do if I was in that situation? I don't know.
Like, do you tell people like who your ex-wife is?
You have to, because I'm liking the pictures that you're putting on Facebook of our daughter.
Did you like the?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that picture.
Oh, so you didn't like the picture of your ex with the girl?
No, I like pictures of our daughter, because posted like a Facebook memory of her, and I was like, oh, you know, hearts to that picture.
Okay.
But if you like, I'm on his Facebook.
Oh, girl.
I just don't know. Like, it's just such an odd situation.
Oh, there's so many things.
There's so many questions. Mm-hmm. So, but like, this might be weird, but I'm kind of glad that he broke that ice first.
Sure. That he was the person to go ahead and
have a person that is they're talking to,
right,
and that they've now been on Facebook together. And now that he's like formally informed me, I feel like there'll be more pictures coming.
So does that open the gates for you to just go out and just do it?
Why is Jared like not laughing? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Jared's like, all ears, girl.
Okay.
All
the
ears.
The people are listening.
Okay, there's nobody that wants to just go out and do it.
I mean, you want to just
bang. Some people do.
Oh, would you stop?
Yes, girl.
Stop. But, I mean, I think...
Holly, do you want to...
Dance on the floor. Oh! Did you just ask me if I want to dance in the floor
of
the rap?
Yeah. Okay.
I think that it gives me a better go-ahead to...
Do it.
Potentially go out
do
with
it,
someone.
Do it. Yeah, you gonna get on it.
Would you stop?
Also, I feel like you need to hold on to this as a trump card as well. In case, like, Maya becomes addicted to, like, eating carrots, be like, this is because you started dating too early. It's all your fault.
This was you.
Wow.
Oh, man. So I'm just kind of really glad that it worked out this way.
Okay.
I personally, and maybe that's weird of me to say.
No, not at all.
But I am.
I really think in this realm of your life, and you're in such uncharted territory.
Yeah.
That, like, there's nothing that's weird that you can say. Because
right.
You just can, all you can do is feel the emotions as they come.
Yeah, we've sailed off the map on this one. I'm totally uncharted right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we can sign you up for blackpeoplemeet.com, like, right away.
Holly, you've never been with a black man. I think it's time.
Okay, everyone needs to calm down.
Oh my God, we're gonna do Holly Does a Black Man.
I like this.
Yes.
We need to take the energy in the room down a notch.
Listen, this is a podcast,
yeah,
so
we can do that.
Yeah, it's fine. Holly Does a Black Man.
I like this idea.
Holly's not just gonna do people to do them, like check them off a list. This is not a bachelorette party where I'm trying to like play bingo.
Holly, remember when we were in Panama City, we did a bit called Holly Rides a Horse.
Yeah, Jared.
It's coming back.
It was the worst bit that we've ever done. I'm not lying.
All it was Holly going horseback riding, and we just called it Holly Rides a Horse.
Okay.
And I don't even know why we did that shit, but can I tell
oh,
you?
Oh.
I don't know why we did it, but can I tell you to this day, because those videos, there's like a series of six videos, people still comment on those videos on YouTube. Like, usually they're 12-year-old girls, and they're like, you're not doing it right. I'm like, jeez. Anyway, so Holly Rides a Horse was a dismal failure.
It's
but
coming back. Black Man Edition.
No, I like this.
No. But it does. Idea. Oh, God. Like, we're not going to sign me up for any, like, crazy things, but I do feel like I could go out with a gentleman and not feel guilty as much.
Okay.
We're going to make it happen. A black man.
Blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yes, it's going to happen. Anything could happen. Anything could happen. Okay.
Okay, why are we the same sometimes?
So
that's where I was in my life. Sorry, thank you.
Here's what I'm thinking about doing. And I talked to you a little bit about this, Holly, yesterday. Is my friends and I have friends from Atlanta who I went to college with and some friends from Panama City and here in Tampa Bay. And finally, because it was supposed to happen for my 30th birthday last August, we are planning on going on a cruise. And like we finally, like there's like 16 people and I think about seven of them are like we are going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're going to like book this weekend or next week. And so I think that I'm going to purchase the cruise for Hot Teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm a little nervous about
yeah.
it, to be honest with you, because I've never made a big purchase like this for anyone, ever.
That's a big one.
That is.
I mean, like, literally, my mom, when she asked for a TV, I gave her my old TV after I bought myself a new one.
Yeah.
So, like, I've never bought anything for anyone like this. I'm nervous.
Does yeah. he want to go?
Yeah, he wants to
okay.
go. I know that because he was hoping that his tax return was going to be a little bit bigger than it was
mm-hmm.
because he was going to pay for the cruise with that.
Sure.
But I feel like, you know, because he's a teacher and he doesn't make a lot of money and I make more. And I want to help because I want him to go. I don't want him to like not to just be sitting here in Tampa in the summertime and we're like going on a cruise, girl, bye. Like I really want him to go and experience and we can experience it together. But I don't know why. I don't know why I'm nervous that like I think because the first cruise that I went on, it was my friend John had purchased a cruise for him and his boyfriend, and then they broke up like a month before. Ooh. And the cruise was already purchased.
Yeah.
And so I got to slide up on in there for free and so go on the cruise.
You're afraid that you guys are going to break up.
I guess in my mind, it's sort of like an omen of like what could happen because it happened to someone else.
Yeah, but you got to be able to take those leaps though. Like, yes, that could happen. Guess what? It could happen.
Oh.
But it could also not happen. And everything will be fine.
Yeah.
And if it does happen, free cruise for Holly.
Or you could take Holly's new boyfriend, Lester, and you guys would have a great time on the cruise.
Oh, you mean Demetrius?
Wow. I kind of like Lester better.
No, that's too close to Molester. I don't like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Anytime I think of Lester, like Lester Holt, who anchors the NBC Nightly News, they're like, this is Lester Holt. And I always think they want to say, this is Lester the Molester with the NBC Nightly News.
Now I will never think of that name the same. Thanks a lot. That's just great.
Sorry.
Okay,
I just
so Demetrius is going
to. Demetrius is, he's going to slide up in there. But yeah, so that's just sort of what's on my mind. And I'm not sure of like how to tell him because we're booking this weekend.
Wait, you don't know how to tell him what?
Like to just like, do you surprise someone and say, hey, I'm paying for your cruise, or because we're planning on, you know, at least putting the deposit down this weekend.
I think what you do is you put the deposit down and then see where it goes from there, because then he might pay for the rest himself. You never know.
He's not going to pay for the rest of himself.
No, I mean, you never know. It could happen.
He ain't got no money.
He going to get a windfall? Or
Igor, if he did, bye.
I think you do put the deposit down. One, because that you're guaranteed to go then. Because it's also, it's your cruise.
True. That is very true.
Like, I ain't waiting for you.
No, true. You definitely got to put some money down.
Yeah. You got to do it now.
Wow. I just, you know, something hit me the other day. What?
I was going to say, I don't think you tell him that you're worried that, like, this is a big deal.
No, no. Well, no. I was going to be like, I'm worried we're going to break up by the time the cruise comes in July, girl.
Okay.
No, I what's weird is growing up and being gay, like, marriage and, like, engagement and those sort of experiences, I never thought would happen to me. Like, that was never a reality. And so, like, when you think about your life and the things that you just expect, like, Holly, you expected that at one day at some point you would get married. Jared, I don't know, you're kind of weird. I don't know if you ever thought you'd get married. Like, I don't know. I can see you.
Everybody thinks about it.
Well, yeah. I could see Jared being like, I'm going to be a single man.
No, I mean, that wasn't always the case. I mean.
Really?
Yeah, no, I was engaged at one point and that went away. Yeah, I don't talk about that.
What?
Yeah, I don't talk about that stuff.
Wait a minute. I think I maybe knew that.
You might have known that. I don't mention it very often because I don't care to talk about it. But yeah, no, my whole mindset is now it is what it is. Like, I don't have a set goal of anything.
As my mom always says, you get your career in order, and if you get married, that's a bonus.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk to Lester about that.
Demetrius!
Sorry.
Wait, so...
Demetrius Lester.
I'm not going to ask you any questions specifically about it, but... can you tell us why you don't talk about it?
I was young and stupid.
Okay. So that makes sense.
That's just what it was.
No, listen, that's enough said right there.
Yes, it is.
Because when you say young and stupid, how old were you when it happened?
21, 22.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I love you so much, forever. And then a month later, you're like, oh, wait. Forever is a long time.
Yeah. It, by the way, it is.
It is.
It's really long, you guys. It's really long.
Wow, says the divorced woman. She's like, girl, it's a long time.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, but so it's so weird for me to think of those things. And so now, like when we, like Hot Teacher and I, we will joke about stuff. And like we were eating, we were at the Olive Garden with some of his friends last week.
I know.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I missed Olive Garden and I didn't get an invite, but it's okay.
Sorry. This is something I'm having to get used to as well, is like, I'm used to making the plan, obviously, for myself all the time, and I'm such a, like, on the weekends, I'm like, let's go. And so, like, he told me yesterday, he goes, hey, we're going to a, what did he call it? Hold on, I have to tell you, because this is such a, like, And this, he described it as, I'm sorry I'm dragging you to this white person thing.
Oh.
Oh, white? It's a salad in a jar party.
What the actual fuck is that?
Oh, Holly.
I don't know what that is.
Somebody tell.
What
the fuck was that?
Jared.
Why was it so hard?
Okay. Basically, it's where they, like, take... Hold on. Because I was like, what am I... Oh, it's a white people thing. We're bringing mason jars and filling them up with salads for the week, like a healthy meal prep thing.
That's a party?
That's a white people party.
I was like...
I'm not even that white, y'all.
Nope, that's why you're on blackpeoplemeet.com.
That's right. Now sign me up.
Oh, my God.
Salad party. Mm-mm.
So, but like now we're doing things where it's like, oh, okay, that's fine. They're usually my Saturday afternoon. I would spend on the couch, yeah. You know, just eating pizza and
you
watching
gotta
stuff.
You
got to
do what they want to do sometimes.
You put salads in jars. And-
I like putting things in jars.
No. I don't think so.
I fell flat. Okay.
It was not great.
Anyway, so it's just weird to think that this is a reality. Oh, and so when we were at Olive Garden and there was like this old couple and like they were sort of like talking and holding hands. Because you know, a lot of times when you see old couples at restaurants, no one's talking. Like, mm-hmm. Like the man is like reading a newspaper and the woman's sort of just staring off into space or something. And he goes, oh, look, that'll be us one day. And it was like, oh.
Oh.
That could be a reality.
Yeah.
Like, legally. Like, that's, it blows my mind that, like, I could propose or he could propose. Like, I've never even pictured what a wedding would look like for me.
What would you do if this happened, though? Like, if he proposed?
Oh.
Would you be
happy?
What would
you feel?
Would you be taken back? Or you leave him where he's at and then haul ass running away?
I would. I mean, are you saying like right now or like in the?
Let's say it happens on the cruise,
and
you got nowhere to go.
Oh, maybe that's why Chris never proposed to me on that cruise.
That's
because like, what if you say no?
What if you say no? You can't say no on a cruise.
No,
I really thought
you're stuck.
Chris was gonna propose to me on the cruise we took that one.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
And he didn't.
Because I remember we all thought you were gonna be engaged when you got back and you weren't.
No, I was disappointed.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Random. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I would be excited.
Okay.
I mean, because I can honestly tell you, like, the great thing that I like about Hot Teacher and I is that we talk about stuff and we, not modify our behavior, but, like, we actively work to get better at things.
Sure.
Like, even though we've only been together officially for, like, a month and a half, we've known each other for, what?
3 months.
Three months. And so, you know, at this point, when you're an adult, like, you sort of know what you're looking for. And so, you know, when people do things, it's not like when you're young, you're like, oh, that's fine, whatever. You're like, I don't like that you're doing that. And I, you know, whatever. And so we change things to, like, fit the other person. And so I feel like we communicate really well. And this is the first time where I've truly felt comfortable, like, with everything, like
being weird,
like walking around naked, like, because here's something really, this is really awkward. Two things.
Oh, okay.
One, like when I get out of the shower, like we shower together, and like when I get out of the shower, like I dry off like the top part of myself, and then when I to dry off like my legs, I step out of the shower and then I kind of hock one leg up on the bathtub, and then like I dry myself from there. That's not a pretty picture to see.
It's not a good naked.
No, that's not a good naked that you want to see. And so when we first started showering together, I would like be like, all right, you need to leave the bathroom so I can finish drying off. But like now I'm just like, I don't care. Like my butt's hanging
okay,
out.
Okay, yeah, no,
my
we got
gut,
it. No, we got it. I got it.
Okay.
And I got it. I don't want to hear any more of that.
That was your bathroom all the time.
I know.
So.
Oh. Okay. My goodness.
So anyway, so I feel really comfortable with him. So to answer your question, as weird as it sounds to say this, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say yes.
And then I would recommend a long engagement.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, if it was the cruise, it would be like, all right. Because then, like, if I don't even know what sort of wedding I would want to have, and that sounds weird to say,
mm-hmm.
Like, where do you do it for a gateway? Like,
oh, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, you wherever you want.
Yeah, like, where do you feel like going?
Do you, well, I mean,
probably not the Catholic Church.
No, probably not.
So I'm going to recommend against that.
Probably not. Like, what? There's so many questions. I just don't even know.
Freak out about it. Like, this is not even
you're
really
not planning
happening.
Planning a wedding,
right?
Like,
now. How much does it cost to plan a wedding, Holly? Wasn't
depends
yours?
On where you go.
Oh!
Can I just tell you that the average wedding nowadays costs $30,000?
That ain't so bad.
Like, how do you pay something for $30,000? Like, what do you
my
do?
Dad helped. I don't know.
Where my dad?
Well,
that's an awkward
that's
story.
That's another story that we don't want to make this a sad podcast.
No, that's fine. Oh. You'll just wait for the spring. Sometimes I'll talk about it on the radio show.
Can I just tell you one thing really quick that I think we should maybe do? And
what?
We got into it a little bit with Jared's story last week.
Jared.
I don't know why I just said Jared.
Jared. Hey, Jared.
Oh. Hello.
I was listening to this other podcast and they did this origins story for they're going to do one for each person. And I thought that was a cool thing, and I think maybe we should do it.
What do you mean by origins?
It was, okay, well, it was the Crowded Table podcast that there's some guys here in our building that do it. It's Dennis and John Senning.
Oh, okay.
And, this Jake guy.
Jake.
I know Jake?
I don't know.
I feel like I don't know him. But anyway.
I know him.
Regardless, they did an episode that was like Dennis's origin story, like whatever he felt comfortable talking about to give you like a insight into who he is as a person.
Oh.
And I was just like, that's actually a really good idea. And I feel like maybe we should do something like that on this podcast.
I like that. Okay.
Because we like, and then I thought about Jared's story and how like I didn't know all the ins and outs of that. And we don't know Jared as well as I know you.
Right.
And if you're a new listener, like in Tampa Bay, you don't know some of our bad, like why are we friends for 8 years, Miguel? Like,
right.
Oh, just.
Holly.
Sorry.
Holly.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So, well, you have to answer your mom.
Why didn't you answer it?
It's Christopher. I don't know.
Ex-husband.
Yeah. I'll answer him. I'll call him right back. But so I thought it would just be interesting in case people don't know our backstory.
So sure. Do we come with questions? Like if it's Jared, do you and I come with questions to him?
Yeah.
Or does he just say, here's my story?
No, I think there is some moderation there. Like, that's not the right word.
So it's like a not-so-sexy hot seat.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Like, we do come with questions. Like, I come with questions, and so do you, Miguel. But, Jared, also, there's anything that you want to get off your chest or you think would give you insight into who you are as a person,
okay,
you would be able to share that, and maybe it would be something that we wouldn't necessarily have questions about, but you'd still share it.
Sure.
Same with, like, me. Like, if you guys come together and you have questions for me, and then I share my story, too, and then there's one podcast devoted to, and maybe we could do that as an extra. Like, instead of devoting the weekly podcast to that, it would be like Jared's background story. Well, they call it origins, but I don't want to straight up rip them off. So.
No, these poor guys, they're like part time and you're just ripping them off.
They're trying though.
Way
and they,
to go,
like
Holly.
They actually know the podcast is there. I like checked out the most recent one and they were referencing this origin story. So then I had to stop listening to that one and then I had to go listen to the origin story and I was like pretty riveted and they've gotten really good. So I thought like that's something that we could take and do in ours.
Sure. Okay. What are we gonna call it? The prologue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Miguel Show Uncensored Prologue.
The Jared's Prologue.
Jared's Prologue.
Miguel's Prologue.
Holly's
prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right.
You
who's
got
first?
It. Well, you, obviously.
Yeah. Oh.
Your name's on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
I never think about that. I'm just like, who's more interesting to start
with?
Well,
no, it's not interesting. I mean, we could draw straws if you want. I mean, we could put our names on
the bag. I'll go first.
Oh, see? Okay.
I want to go first.
All right. See, there we go.
All right. So we'll do it next week. We'll do it like the last 15 minutes of the podcast or something? Or
That's the thing. I don't know how you want to do it. Do you want to do a separate podcast that's just Miguel's prologue?
Because technically wise, like... Dude, we don't have a way to host both at the same time. So how about we'll do this? I'll be next week, and what we'll do, if there's something like that's happening in our lives that's riveting, then we'll talk about that at first in the podcast, and then we'll do the prologue part of the second part of the podcast.
Okay.
So it's not like the entire thing.
I think you should start with it.
Start with it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, we'll do that.
So people know what to expect, and they don't have to sit through something else if they want to hear your prologue.
I want you to sit through drunk to get through the good stuff. That's me.
You what?
I want you to sit through the junk to get to the good stuff.
Oh. No, why would you make someone do that?
Yeah.
That's just rude.
It's me. I'm the climax, girl. I'm the O.
Oh, wow.
All right, it's time to go. I'm hungry.
It is. We need to go eat some pizza.
All right. Well, we're done with the Miguel Show Uncensored. If you have any questions, I guess for me, as it'll be my prologue next week, you can email me, or should they email you with the questions, Holly?
Email me.
Email Holly at hot1015tampabay.com.
Yes, please.
Or you can go to the go to the Miguel Show Facebook page, and then Holly will get the question off of there if you can't. Get her email address real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. Producer Jared, what's all your social media?
Producer Jared on Snapchat. It is Nervous Jared on the Twitter machine.
Holly?
Radio Holly for everything.
And mine is Miguel Fuller on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. Bye.